could do that. Esther Morris Gets Women the Vote by Linda Arms White. Pictures by Nancy Carpenter. In 1820, 6-year-old Esther McQuigg studied her mother making tea. "I could do that," she said. "Make tea?" asked Mama. "The older girls do that." "But I want to learn," said Esther. And she did. She pumped water into the kettle and set it on the wood stove to boil. She scooped tea leaves into the teapot, then poured steaming water over them. Esther strained the tea into cups, one for her mother, one for herself. As they sat near the window of their New York house, Esther saw men riding by in their best suits, some carrying flags. "Where are those men going, Mama?" asked Esther. "They are going to vote for the next president of the United States," Mama said. "Will Papa vote?" "Yes, Papa always votes." "Will you vote, Mama?" "No, dear. Only men can vote." When Esther was 8, she watched her mother sew a fine seam. The needle pulled thread in and out, tracking tiny, even stitches across the fabric. Esther felt her hands mimicking her mother's. "I could do that," she said. And she did. She made clothes for her doll from scraps. And when her stitches became neat and straight, she sewed a shirt for Papa.
"Lovely shirt, Esther."
When Esther was 11, her mother died. And for the first time, she saw her father cry.